Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
So in this upcoming episode, we're going to be talking all about things that you can do during the day to keep your body moving and keep your body feeling good. And we never want our body to sit in one position. So why would our feet be any different? And I know often when we work, we put our feet in these tiny little dress shoes. We have a solution. Vivo Barefoot has shoes of all different types for any occasion. There are so many different styles for men and women that would be appropriate for work. So if you go check them out at the link down in the show notes and use code Optimal, you can get 15% off. And an added bonus is that Vivo gives you a 100-day risk-free trial. So if you try them out and they aren't exactly what you were looking for, you can send them back for a full refund. Go check the link in the show notes. Make sure you use code Optimal to get 15% off. All right, let's get to the interview. Okay, so ground sitting and being able to sit on the ground when you work or throughout the day, how often do you think the average person sits on the floor throughout the day?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know the statistics on this one exactly, but it's probably not very high.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what percentage of people never touch their butt to the ground throughout the average day, which I don't know. I may or may not be shocked at whatever that number is. But Basically, we wanted to talk today about ground sitting because whenever people are asking us, what's the best position at work or how do I set up my desk, you know, for the best possible ergonomic posture, like the thing that we keep repeating is the best position is the next position.
And I mean, granted, it is hard if you're in an office and you're trying to do this right. You probably, maybe you can't do it, sanitary reasons aside, but.
And social norms, mostly social norms.
Mostly. But if you can start to do it at home, you're looking through emails, you're watching TV, you know, this is a great way to be able to get your mobility in without having to think about it, without having a structured session and without saying, I don't have time for mobility.
Yeah, and doing it in a way that is actually going to be sustainable and is going to teach our body something.
Yeah.
Like everyone will think, oh, I got my mobility and I did my 15 minutes. Like we live and are awake for 16 hours out of the day and moving. And so what positions are we holding throughout that full 16 hours? If you sit in a different position for 20 minutes and then 20 minutes and then 20 minutes, you're going to keep typing in those new mobility codes into your nervous system so that your hips and your knees and your ankles will start to develop different mobility rather than sitting for the majority of that 8 hours at work.
And the truth is, like, if you don't use it, you lose it. We've talked about this before. And when it comes to your mobility, if you're not putting yourself in those crisscross applesauce positions that we used to sit as we were little kids, we lose the ability to get back there. And a lot of people just say, oh, I can't do that. I mean, yes, you can't now, but it's probably the fact that you were able to at one time and you've lost the ability because you've lost the access back in there. And so we just want to provide the access back to your body. And we're going to, as we go through different 10 different positions that we're going to go over in this podcast, you know, we're going to really outline the benefits of what they do as you're sitting in these positions as well.
Absolutely. And yes, maybe if someone said, hey, sit crisscross applesauce on the ground right now, you'd say, oh, I can't do that. And right. Yeah, your current mobility might not allow you to. However, there is a variation of that position that you probably could sit in using something like a shorter ottoman or seat or using something like a cushion or a yoga cushion. We have these Brentwood Home yoga cushions that are amazing and we use
absolutely
all the time.
Amazing.
How many dinners do I eat sitting at our coffee table? It's probably bad that I'm admitting we eat dinner at our coffee table. But we sit on these things daily and it's amazing to be able to vary up our positions.
Yes. I mean, and people ask me about these cushions every single time I post about it too, because it is so magical. I don't know. I mean, the material that is in it and just the comfort that you get when you're using these different designs that they have as well. We're going to link that in the show notes as well, yeah. Because
feels kind of like one of those like corn bags that you heat up and put on yourself.
Like, yeah. That's like what I, or like the bean bags that you used to
like
sit in.
Yeah, or like a bean bag. That's
but
what
it's actually
of
a lot better.
Yeah. Great materials. Okay, so 10 positions.
Yeah.
Let's work our way through them. First and foremost, sitting crisscross applesauce, cross-legged. That's a great first place to go. And as Jen and I both are right now, we're sitting on this little bolster so that it raises our bottom a little bit just in case the external rotation at your hips is limited, which this position's great for, getting external rotation at your hips.
Yeah, and it's going to demand, like all these like low sitting positions are really going to demand some work at your core as well, because as you're sitting in a lower position, in order to sit up, like the whole point is that we want to feel our sit bones on the ground, which if you put your hand right underneath your bottom, you should feel those bony prominences. And if you cannot, if you're sitting and they kind of get tucked back or you're too far forward, you know, that's where we get into weird positions in our back. But if we sit and we can feel those sit bones and we don't have our back supported against something, we make our core, our entire core from front to back kind of work a little bit, as well as getting that hip external rotation.
Yeah. And I just switched out quick. And of course, if you're listening to this, it's going to be hard to understand some of what we're talking about. We have a YouTube video where you can see all of these positions, yeah. But I just sat onto a little bit higher of an ottoman. So now I can let my legs relax down a little bit. I'm not getting as much of that hip flexion and external rotation. So might be a little more comfortable for somebody who's not used to sitting directly in cross leg position.
Yeah. So just elevate your surface, elevate your bottom, and it makes it a lot more, it makes it so much better. And if you do have, like some people complain of, well, I'm sitting in that position, it hurts my ankles. Well, can you put a towel or can you put like a little cushion underneath your feet? You know, you can find creative ways to be able to sit in these positions and find comfort and support the body as needed while you're still improving that mobility just by spending time in it. Now,
there we go.
Dom did it.
Bolster in front of the ottoman, super comfortable on the ankles and feet. What's now, next?
Next position that we can go into is like a 90-90 position or a shin box. And you can also do that elevated as well. So if you just shift your body, you kind of point one foot backwards and have the other leg in front of you. Now we're not only working hip external rotation, but we're actually working hip internal rotation in that back hip. So that foot that's kind of pointed out. And we lose our ability to get into this because a lot of regular stretches that we think about, like pigeon pose or just sitting in a low squat, you know, all these things kind of promote external rotation. You don't really think about internal rotation as much. So getting into this kind of seated position really helps.
And I have such a lack of internal rotation in both of my hips. So actually sitting up on this higher ottoman of sorts, when you go more into the shin box, which you're not quite at the 90 degree angle in your knees, that also helps because you're getting slightly less of that rotation, might be a little more comfortable. So honestly, sitting on this ottoman in more of the shin box with my heels tucked in feels pretty comfortable, but I can feel my left hip, which is kind of my back hip, working. It's in a position that I'm not used to. And so I bet if I were to sit like this for a 20 or 30 minute break and switch legs, I would probably be able to notice improvements or at least less restriction in that internal rotation over time.
And I do recommend not 20 minutes full out.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're in 20 minutes and you do 10 on each side.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's no concrete like number.
You have to sit in it for 2 hours straight.
I know. It's like, you might hate us after if you do that. You know, it's really about that ability to kind of like, okay, this, I've been at the coffee table kind of working in this position. Now I'm going to go and switch to the other position. I think Kelly Starrett actually had an Instagram video.
I saw that recently. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was a great video.
Doing his morning emails.
Yeah, and I've done a video like that before in the past too, where you're sitting on the ground and you put your body in different positions, because guess what? If you're sitting on the ground, your body's probably going to want to move in different positions. You're probably not going to be in one position all the time.
Shout out to Kelly, because I was literally thinking of that post when I said we should do this podcast today. I'm just like, we should do different sitting positions, like, because I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So this one Jen brought up, she said pancake sitting. I'm just like, what the heck's pancake sitting? So I guess that's what the gymnasts call it when you go into like this straddle position, legs out in front, but you're kind of spreading them wide open as far as you can.
Yeah.
And Jen, literally, I've seen her working like this where she'll be on the floor, legs spread all the way out, and then she's like laying her elbows on the ground typing on her computer. I can't quite get to the elbows on the ground.
But you could be on a coffee table.
Yes, but you can do this spreading. And I do. I do it and I spread my legs and work on the coffee table.
Yeah.
And this is going to really be helping your hamstrings. You'll probably feel some pull in the back of your legs and your hamstrings, and also in the adductors or on the inside of those legs.
Exactly. And a lot of people neglect these adductors. Like, there's not a lot of stretching happening. We always think about your hip flexors and your hamstrings and all these stuff, but we don't think about what's happening on the inside or the outside of the body. And so getting into those adductors is huge.
So number four on the list, we're going to get into something a little more active. So it's not quite as passive. Well, you can be kind of just sitting
it's
on something.
It's still kind of passive, yeah.
But I just thought of it because this was one of Kelly's where he was just sitting in a low squat against the couch, mm-hmm. which you definitely can do.
Yeah, if you're back just, supported.
You know, back supported, letting, which Jen is doing. I don't quite have the mobility for that. Or if it's just on the ottoman and you're kind of as if you're in a low squat position, but your bottom is resting on something right here. And you can use your elbows to push your arms all the way out and work right there on your computer.
Well, it's super comfy. And not only are you now getting into that full hip flexion position, but you're also working on that ankle mobility as well, which is so huge. I think that's again, all these things are just so areas that are so neglected within the body. And so, yes, we're doing a podcast on all of it because we want you to do it.
And also, this is great because it helps you keep that upright upper back. It kind of helps you keep that extension in that upper back and start to understand how to keep your weight over those feet when you're in a low squat. So if it's not something you're comfortable with getting into a low squat, just sitting more passively in it, it is really going to actively work some of the components to be able to do a deep low squat on your own.
Mm-hmm. And then the next position that we like to go into is like getting those knees into more range of motion. And so going into a short kneel. So there's variations that you can do. I personally like to get a little bit more comfort in my knees. So I would kind of prop up and support myself with my shins or my knees on a higher surface. Now I'm getting into full knee flexion. I'm still kind of upright and kind of having to support my core in this way, and I can work right in front of me.
I like the pain and torture. I'm just kidding. No, I do like to sit with something under my knees in general, but
Well, and you can also use a bolster. Like if you don't quite have the range of motion in your knees, just put the bolster or a pillow or rolled up towels or something between your bottom and your heels. And you're going to help to create some space so that you're not putting as much knee tension directly on your knees. And then another little trick that you can do if you say, well, my ankles don't have good range of motion, like going flat, you can roll up a towel and stick it right underneath your ankles. And so that your feet have something to relax onto and don't feel like so pressured down into the floor.
Or like how you're doing it right now, your ankles just kind of are going right off the back of that bolster. So they aren't quite torqued into that complete plantar flexion or pointing, right?
Yes.
And then how you can transition easily into the next one. And this is something that everyone could probably use a little bit of in their life is big toe. So flip those big toes underneath and you'll start to notice how tight we are along those big toes, the bottom of the feet. This is going to help work so many different areas that people tend to be tight in.
Oh my God. And especially if you have been dealing with like plantar fasciitis or anything like that, like yes.
Yes. But just doing it again, like
do
a couple minutes. Honestly, if you're getting down on the ground and sit like this for a couple, like a minute or two, you'll start to be like, okay, I need to switch positions.
Which is okay. Even if it's like 10 seconds, do it for a little bit at least, and then go back to, you know, you're going to rest into those ankles and then see if you can come back into it. And do it without shoes, because then you're really going to actually test your toes. If you're doing it with just shoes on, it's not really getting into that big toe stretch. This is something that I put into almost every single one of my challenges. It's in my programs. It's just so incredibly effective. How we're moving our big toe affects everything up the chain. So definitely something that's needed there. And then we can transition into the next one, which is kind of getting into our quads. So we can actually continue to stretch our quads even if we're sitting at a lower desk or at a coffee table. Just I like to, again, use a bolster to kind of prop my knee up, and then using like a couch or a poof or an ottoman or something that you can put your back foot on and then have yourself in a half kneeling position and you're working. Again, what is your pelvis doing? So we always want to be thinking of kind of tucking that tailbone under just a bit. We get that core kind of engaged and we get that good stretch along the quad, spending a few minutes there and then switching to the other side.
Yeah, love this one. And I love, again, have something under the knee if you need to. Sometimes I like the pain and torture of just going straight on the ground, but a great one to start stretching through that hip flexor and doing so actively. That's a place that I feel so many people who do seated work start to complain, like, oh, I just get so tight in the fronts of my hips. Mm-hmm. That tends to be because we're just relaxing into that during most of our day. So starts to really open that up actively, especially like Jen said, if you're squeezing that butt, taking some good breaths as you work.
And then another one that I really like is just kind of, I'm like known to kind of bring one leg up and kind of sit in a relaxed position. But as you're kind of sitting in that relaxed position, you can actually get your ankle underneath you more, lean over that knee as much as you can, and then get some work done here. And you might notice I have tightness maybe in the back of the Achilles, the calf area, or maybe you feel work trying to lean over in the front of that shin area, which is all part of improving your ankle mobility. And so we want that front of the shin to work. We want that stretch to happen in the back, you know, and that this is especially, I like, we're still using the bolsters here if you're listening, because you can easily just comfortably not even have to be directly on the ground and can be seated on the bolster and then just have your one leg underneath you, that foot into a dorsiflexion stretch and leaning over the knee.
Yeah. When we were thinking up all these positions, Jen's just like, oh, how about this one? And I'm like, what? Because this isn't something that I generally do when I'm just going to be sitting and working, but definitely something that I get to start working in because dorsiflexion is one of my biggest limitations. So The two that I'm taking away from this list are this one and the deep squat position, which I'll use sometimes, But I think doing that a little more consistently could really benefit me, especially when you lean forward on it and kind of almost press through your back leg and start to work. And again, doing the same thing kind of from an ottoman.
Yeah, a little bit higher.
Put you a little bit higher so you don't feel like you're going to fall back if you really have some restrictions. All right. So number 9, we're going to transition into, and it's kind of like the pancake, but we're just going to be long sitting. So almost like you're sitting with both your legs out front, like a hamstring stretch. You're going to feel it mostly in the back of those legs. I'm sitting with my bottom a little bit elevated because if I'm sitting right on the ground, I might feel like I'm going to get pushed back a little bit too much.
Or round into the low back.
Yeah. Or start rounding so that I can compensate for some tight hamstrings.
Yeah. Where I have really good hamstrings. Thank you, gymnastics.
Mobility for days.
Yeah. So I could sit on the ground and be upright and feel really comfortable and just continuing to sit here. For me, it's not so much of a hamstring mobility thing. It's more of a core support. And I'm actually kind of working with my hip flexors and my core and my back to kind of stabilize me, which all plays a role in how I move and how I function throughout the day too. So just getting down on the ground is so important.
Yeah. And you'll notice that all of these pretty much are unassisted. So we're not like leaning our back into anything like you tend to do.
Which you can though.
Yeah, you totally can. But that's where the core comes in a lot of the times, is that you're not stabilized anywhere on your trunk or above the waist. And then the last one, probably the most neglected and one of the best, is prone laying or laying on your tum.
This is like my favorite thing to do for work. So we're leaning over our bolsters right now. I have my elbows kind of supported. It puts me in a little bit more extension. So you could be just on the ground, but kind of having your body supported in some kind of way, whether elbows are on the ground or elbows are kind of propped and working at your desk, or not at your desk, you probably wouldn't be at your desk, but working on your laptop just on the ground here is so incredibly huge and important to be able to get your back in a different position.
Yeah, prone laying. So I need to amend my list of two that I said, because I like when I'm like this, I struggle to even look up at the cameras right now for our YouTube video because I don't have a ton of upper back extension.
Yeah.
And this is one that lately I feel like I've been laying on my stomach at the end of days because I notice how much throughout an entire day of work and not paying as much attention to it, I start to feel my upper back tension sneak in. So if I just get into this position and type away for 10, 15 minutes, you know, a couple times throughout the day, I bet it would benefit my upper back and neck Hugely.
Oh, yeah. So much. I mean, especially when you do work so long and so much at a desk and sitting. Even if you don't work at a desk, a lot of times we're sitting throughout life. We're sitting at a dinner table. We're sitting in the car. We're sitting on the couch. You know, we sit so much. So getting into positions that allow us to lie down and put our spine in extension rather than flexion is so incredibly huge. So hopefully this gave you just a better idea of different ways that you can open up your body. If you know you're restricted in certain areas, now you got tools for little sitting positions that you can do to help open up those areas.
Thanks again for tuning in for another PT Pro. This one was a little bit different, and I know that some of the things we explained would be better to have a visual. So if you wanted to check that out, go check out the YouTube of this. During that, you'll see us using some bolsters, some yoga pillows. The yoga pillows we use are from Brentwood Homes. So there's going to be a link down in the show notes where you can go and check those out. They're Jen and I literally use them every day, and they're so comfortable to help incorporate for your ground sitting, especially throughout your days at work. If you do a lot of work on computers, can really help vary things up. If you've been loving our podcast, please consider leaving a rating and a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And of course, we'll see you next time.